Don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three. As always, I am your host. I am Too Legit, a.k.a. Jeff. Sitting across from me is my main man.
What's up, man? Of course, I am Rocky, the host of all our shows that we do. Too Legit. I can't get used to that name yet.
That it is what it is.
It's been 2 weeks since I've seen you.
I forgot, and then like you played Regulate, and then just the swag came over, and I was like,
the
swag came out, and I was like, man, I got to bring Too Legit out.
Well, first and foremost, welcome to today's show. I hope everybody had a great New Year's, Christmas. Did you?
I did. Spent a lot of time with the family. Had a little too many cervezas on New Year's Eve. Stayed up way too late. I'm getting way too old to stay up to like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, dude, we were done by 1.
I thought I was too, but then party just kept going, man. I was like, why not? Yeah, I felt it the next day, especially because I had to drive home yesterday from Virginia.
Ooh.
Woo! It was rough.
I bet you it was rough, man. You know.
Sorry. Yeah. Went home, went to bed early, like a good guy with 2 kids and who's old should. But, man, we got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Playoffs coming up.
It's been crazy. We didn't get to talk a lot of football. We haven't had a show in 2 weeks because of the holidays, so everybody's been busy. But, you know, all the football games that's been going on, Cowboys on Monday night. I didn't get to brag about that game yet, so I wanted to.
Although you did text me.
I did text you.
Especially because I think like a month ago I said, man, I think the Lions could give them problems.
Yeah, they gave us a problem.
Yeah. It was rough.
But, of course, then last week the Eagles, this week.
I mean, that don't count. Panthers. Week 17 doesn't count.
It still counts. It's Eagles
only,
week.
It only counts like for 3 teams in the league.
That's very true. But, you know, there's been a lot of sports things going on. You know, Coach K now stepping to the side. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's great to be back doing the show again.
It is, man. I tried to talk you into doing one last week, and you bailed out on me.
I'm sorry. My bad.
It's all good.
It was day after Christmas. Dallas was playing on Monday night. Yeah. There you go.
No, I tried to do your Thursday show, too. You bailed on me then, too.
Did I bail you on your Thursday? Mm-hmm. My bad. We're back. I ain't going to bail you anymore.
All right.
So anyway, but first, let's go into what we do every week on the show, Heroes of the Weekend.
Look at what's happened.
It's the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been some.
Oh, this song is so great.
Nah.
I had to hear it twice.
So nice, had to hear it twice.
Yeah, you had to hear it twice. You got any heroes of the weekend?
You know, man, I won't lie. I was so busy this weekend. I really didn't watch a whole lot. I mean, if I'm going to give a hero of the weekend.
I know one game you watched.
Oh, no, I watched that Florida State-Michigan game. That junk was a super nice. Actually, I really only watched like the second half. I went on date night with my wife. Really nice. Don't get to do that.
You kind of have to do it during the holidays, man.
Yeah. So, you know, you get babysitting. It's there. You got to take it. But, you know, the funny thing was about that Florida State game, nobody shined. Like, Francois wasn't that great. I mean, you got to give it to Dalvin Cook, man. And that is why guys like Fournette and McCaffrey are like, I'm not going to play in my bowl game because I don't want to get hurt. Well, you know what? That's why you play in a bowl game. Because now Dalvin Cook got to shine, and did his star shine. Killed it. Absolutely ran all over him, caught the ball. It was just an amazing performance, and I'm really sad to see Dalvin Cook go. Also, hero of the week, just the Clemson Tigers in general. Jeez Louise. Holy cow. I thought that game I thought that game was going to be like down to the wire, super close.
31 to nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
And I didn't watch it because I had date night. Like, I'm like you. You got to take advantage of it when you can, when your wife's off work. So, you know, which is funny. Every year we go on date night to this restaurant, it's during a college football game or a college basketball playoff game. Something's going on. College sports, usually.
It's always a Florida State game for me. Every time I'm doing something, it's like during a Florida State game. And I'm like, this is how I prove I love my wife.
But
like, I'm not going to watch the Florida State bowl game.
Right. Yeah, you kind of, you know. But going back to the game, it was just awful. I didn't watch it. I turned it on and saw the score, and I was like, I'm done. First of all, I can't watch Clemson play football. I just can't do it.
Better get ready.
Yeah, I know. It's
but you know what?
I still ain't going against Alabama, though.
I kind of want to now.
I'm sick of both of them.
Oh, me too.
I'm so sick of – and, you know, people complain about Michigan Wolverine fans.
Yeah, well, Florida State proved that wrong, okay?
Which I do. But Alabama, those fans are worse than anybody else. It's like, well, we didn't get a first down. Y'all won four of the last, what, seven championships?
This will be five and
this will be five. They win seven, this? Five and eight?
Seven, five and eight or five and seven, five and something eight. Like that. No, I think it's five and seven because only Florida State and Ohio Auburn. State have won. No, Florida State beat Auburn.
That's right. Well, no, Cam.
Cam was before that. The first three.
Okay.
No, maybe. No. You're right.
I think
right.
It was Cam.
So this will be year. Five and eight.
Yeah, five Jeez. And eight. So, I mean, I just – you talk about – I just –
And I hate Dabo Sweeney. He's so fake to me. So fake.
I see what you –
He's probably a super nice guy, but he just seems so fake.
He would be a guy I want to hang and drink a beer with. I could see him with the bar.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could definitely see that.
Not like Harbaugh, though.
No, Jim Hart.
If I had to choose anybody, I'd choose Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh?
Because I feel like Harbaugh.
Of college football coaches?
Yeah, because I feel like you'd be sitting there, and you'd be like drinking a beer, and then Harbaugh would be like, let's do shots.
What about Saban, though?
Oh, I hate Saban.
Did you see his daughter?
I mean, we're not having drinks with the family.
Just saying, is the family coming? Does that count?
It's not like Saban. Just be like, I feel like that's like that'd be like having a drink with Bill Belichick. She'd be like,
is this over yet?
Yeah.
What about Lane Kiffin, man? He's the cool, hip, young coach.
Although, Kingsbury?
Cliff Kingsbury.
From Texas Tech.
Oh,
if I was single, I'd want to go out with him for
sure. Oh, heck yeah.
He's a good looking cat, and he looks like he could get down. So I'd go with him.
Coaches? Oh, man. All right, there you go. That's our tweet of the week. What college coach would you hang with?
Yeah, who would you want to run with for a night? I'm telling you, though, Harbaugh, it just seemed like he'd wear those khakis and it'd seem real chill. And then at about 12 a.m., he'd flip the script and be doing, like, Jaeger bombs.
What about
and
P.J.
stuff?
Flick from Western Michigan?
Nah.
Too small a crowd.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one. Gus Malzahn, no, because he's Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Waffle House guy.
That's a good question. Ed Orgeron.
Ed O. Coach, you can't understand Coach O.
It don't matter. I just want to talk to him at like 2 a.m. Like, oh, man. It's not like Boomhauer from like King of the Hill, man. I'm telling you.
It would be like watching.
Go Tigers. Is that what I'm saying?
It'd be like watching Swamp People with the.
Without the captions on.
Without the captions.
I don't understand what he said at all, but it sounds cool.
Butch Jones would be too serious at Tennessee.
See, that you start getting into that, you're like Mark Rick, he'd just be like, just going to have one beer. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch some more tape. Like, that's Mark Rick for you. Who's the
– Mike Leach? No. What, Washington State?
Maybe. I'm thinking
– No, I tell you who. Tyler Herman, man. I'm hanging with Tom Herman.
Tom Herman, yeah.
Yes, because he's Texas now.
Yeah, Longhorns.
You know, he's a young guy. He loves to kiss people because he kisses everybody on the team all the time.
That's right.
You know,
forgot about Tom
Herman. You know women are here.
I can go out with Tom Herman.
Tom Herman, awesome. I see Tom Herman.
I'm trying to think of like ACC.
ACC, Dave Doran, no.
Oh, who's the guy from
Larry Fedora, no.
Who's the guy from Virginia Tech The younger cat?
Yeah, Fuentes.
I go out with him.
Yeah, Fuentes. But I don't know. Then you got he's a small guy, small town.
I don't know. Blacksburg, Virginia can get down, dude. I'm telling you.
Not like Florida.
I mean, well, if I'm choosing anybody, I'm choosing Jimbo Fisher.
I'm going Lane Kiffin, dude. No. Florida Atlantic now? Dude, I mean,
oh,
come on.
Yeah, that was, that's a party.
He's in Florida?
Too. Yeah. That's a hell of a question.
Yeah, well, I'll have to continue that question on the next show.
This yeah.
Week, but we'll find
all
out.
All right, let's
do
move
you have
on.
Any more heroes?
Nah, man, just Clemson right. and my boy Dalvin.
Shame on you. You missed your own. Gwen Murray of Florida State with his leaping touchdown grab with 36 seconds left gave y'all the win. You didn't talk about Murray, man.
Yeah, well, because it was the Dalvin Cook show, man. I don't care.
Got to give him some love.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I didn't even think that was his name.
Gwen Murray of Florida State.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're saying
he caught
wrong,
two y'all. Did yeah. I, what
he,
is it?
He caught the longest.
I thought it was Gwen. It's Nguyen.
I think
it's NYGWAN is the correct spelling.
I don't know now. Now I can't even think about it. Actually, he caught the longest pass in like the Orange Bowl history.
Orange Bowl history, right?
Yeah.
Then,
although I didn't hear he didn't really do crap all year, so.
But he showed up in the big game.
Absolutely.
Then I'm gonna go Matt Ryan throwing 331 yards, four yeah. touchdowns versus Saints.
Four touchdowns and two incompletions yep. in the first half.
He also breaks his own franchise record for passing yards in a season with 4,765.
Drew Brees passed 5,000 yards again for the fifth time,
and only four of the quarterbacks have done it once. So
that's crazy.
It is insane. Matt Stafford breaks Dan Marino NFL record for fastest quarterback to 30,000 yards passing.
I think he could actually break the record.
If Megatron stayed around, I would say yes. I don't know.
I think he's fine without him.
I
showed me this year.
He no, he it. Had a great season, but I want to see, especially if they don't have a running game, because yeah. they have nothing.
But they've never really had a running game. He's thrown the ball like 50 times his whole career.
Yeah. I hope he can continue. I got questions about Anquan Boldin's probably got another year, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, Golden Tate's I think he's one of the most underrated receivers in the game.
Oh, for sure.
Then I'm going to go to James Harden, first player in NBA history to score 50 in a triple-double, 15 plus rebounds and 10 plus assists for a triple-double, first one in history. And then Amanda Nunes defeated Ronda Rousey by TKO in 48 seconds to retain the women's bantamweight title at UFC 207. Scary.
Hey, did you know that Matt Stafford missed like a whole year?
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
A couple years ago, right?
2010.
2010.
He only played three games.
Yeah, because he came in 2009 and he got hurt the next season, I think.
Huh.
Because
yeah, look at that,
Dan
though.
Dan Orzowski was in the... For that season.
That's right. I mean, you look at
Dagger Dan.
After that year, he threw for 5,000, 4,9, 4,6, 4,2, 4,2, and 3,7 this year. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, his numbers were down this year without Calvin Johnson.
I mean, but just they didn't
throw
the
ball
as much,
20. So. He did throw 22 to 8 picks.
Right.
His lowest picks by far, other than the one year he missed.
Well, they tried to run the ball more this year. I mean, with the running backs they had.
Yeah.
But they just – which is surprising. You figured they would throw it more with no running backs. And then I'm going to go to last but not least, Tony Romo for going 3-for-4 and a touchdown. His only series versus the Eagles, his first game since last Thanksgiving. The dude drove like it was nothing against a pretty good Eagles defense at home. At least in Philly, it's good defense when they play at home.
Yeah.
But he looked like nothing was missing.
I like Tony Romo. I know people think I'm crazy, but I like Tony Romo. That's all, man. That's all I got to say. I've been saying it all year. I thought Tony Romo should start.
When we get to the playoffs, he might need to be playing. I mean, you know, I like Dak a lot, but you know, Tony makes the throws that Dak can't. We'll see what happens though when we get to the playoffs. So there's our Heroes of the Weekend. If you have any Heroes of the Weekend, tweet us at BSS Carolinas or share with us on Periscope. And then we'll move into our questions of the week. You got some questions for me.
Yeah, okay, so it's not really questions this week. Usually I've been trying to do a question where I do like a point system, but our man Big Shot failed us.
So you can't really do it.
Once again. So I came up with another thing to do. Should be fun. We are going to create two teams. Got it?
Yep.
You and I together. We'll discuss them, and we'll go there. The first is the ultimate playoff team. So we will take parts of every team or the best parts of every team, and we'll put them together.
That are playing now?
That are in the playoffs.
Okay.
And then we will do it the opposite. So, like, for the easiest example, quarterback. You would probably either pick probably Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Come on. They're
probably.
The yeah, okay. Maybe. And then the Matt worst, Ryan. You yeah, okay, Matt Maybe. Ryan. That's fine.
Maybe.
But then on the other team, you would pick the worst quarterback.
Brock Osweiler.
Which you would pick Brock Osweiler.
Or Matt McGloin or
I don't even know if Connor Matt McGloin. Connor Cook could possibly yeah, yeah. be it. Although we don't do even realize, know if he's good.
Do you realize it could be Connor Cook gets Brock Osweiler?
Whew. That'd be a,
in that playoff game.
Man, 7-3.
Yeah. So anyway.
So that's what we're going to do.
So
sound good?
We're taking the best and the worst.
Yes.
We're doing the best teams of the playoff and the worst team.
Yes.
All right. So do you want
I need my other white clipboard. I need three this week.
You need three?
I need three, yes. I write a lot.
Well, go ahead.
Thank you.
All right. You want me to start? Because I know where
so
I'm going.
We're
going to
discuss. So we're going to go. I'm going to put my mic down here so it actually works. We're going to go best. And we're going to go worst. So we're going to go QB, running back, wide receiver, O-line. And wide receiver also includes tight ends.
Okay.
Okay. Then D-line, linebackers, secondary.
So cornerback and safety.
Okay. Yes. And kicking game. If you'd like to include, like, punt returning in the kicking game as well,
that'd be good. Perfectly that's special
acceptable.
Teams.
Special teams, but more just kicking because apparently nobody can kick the ball anymore. Even nobody Gostowski can't even do it. Nope. Okay.
And then yesterday, Vinatieri missed one of his field goals, which cost him $500,000.
Ooh,
that's for missing.
That's a hurt. All right, so we'll go right back to where we were. Quarterback. If you're building from these playoff teams, who would you select?
Oof. Right now,
And I'm just gonna let you know, I'm taking TB12, and I hate saying that, but that's what I would do.
Listen, and we'll talk about more about it. There's three quarterbacks this year to me that are above everybody else. Tom Brady, maybe four. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, and maybe Matt Stafford.
I think Matthew Stafford is awesome.
I think he's awesome too, but I mean, dude, no offense. Did you see the numbers that Rodgers has put up in the last seven games? If you include yesterday, 22 touchdowns, zero interceptions in the last seven games. Last seven games.
Yeah.
He's got 40 touchdowns on the year. And don't forget, he is one of the – and everybody's all over him about how great he is. Is he in the playoffs that great? Because look how many close games they lose.
Yeah.
The only time he's ever actually led a team – through the playoffs is the one time he won Super Bowl, and that's 7 years ago.
And they had an awesome defense that year.
They had good defense, yeah. Right now, I mean, you got a lot of choices. If you're going to the playoffs, Big Ben, Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying, too. It is playoff caliber. So if you want to say, if I'd rather have, you know, normally I would take Matt Ryan over. This is just a hypothetical. Normally you would take Matt Ryan over Big Ben for consistency and health problems. But in the playoffs, I would probably take Big Ben.
Well, I mean, don't forget, you got Russell, you know, Wilson. You got Eli in the playoffs, even mm-hmm. though Eli stinks. By the way, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Eli a little bit. I would probably go, I mean, right now, dude, the way Aaron Rodgers is playing.
So you're going A-Rod.
I'm going Rodgers. He is the hottest player in the NFL right now. I mean, and look at their team. They don't have a running back. Their running back's a wide receiver, number 88. And he's doing what he's doing. And the wide receivers are stepping up big time right now. But I would go with A-Rod.
Okay, so on the other side, who would you pick as the worst QB?
All right, my options is Matt Moore, Brock Osweiler
slash Tom Savage,
and Connor Cook. Yeah, and Tom Savage.
But I would actually take Tom Savage over. You're probably thinking it's Matt McGloin.
You'll
take the team.
Are we going off of years past, or are we going overall right now?
Like
going
right to the playoffs? Now, I'm taking Houston just as a general team because you get Brock Osweiler and Tom Savage.
Right. That's because I could almost throw, and people are going to hate me, Matt Ryan. What's he done in the playoffs?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, that's an option.
So
a guy like Eli, you can't put in there because if you're going off of past playoff experience.
You're going playoff experience. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
I would go, and Matt Moore's bad, but, I mean, dude, he at least he threw 4 touchdowns this year. I got to go Connor Cook.
So you're going to Oakland.
I'm going to go Oakland because if McGloin doesn't play.
Even if it's McGloin, it's still not
it's
a great
still bad.
Option.
And
yeah.
They fell from the 2 seed to the 5 seed.
Yes.
And you know how important Derek Carr was because they went – I mean, when you seen them this week, they did nothing. Offense, defense did nothing. So I would go with Oakland. I would go with McGloin and Connor Cook.
All right, so here's probably, in my opinion, the easiest one. If you had to take a running back position from a team, who would you take? I'm taking Pittsburgh because –
You're taking Le'Veon Bell.
Because you're going to take Bell. And there's no other option, honestly.
There are other options. There are other
Seattle?
Options.
That's
no,
about – no, look
there's
at
couple,
it.
Hold on. There's a couple of options. Oh, one is Dallas with Zeke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One is Zeke.
But we're not taking
– one is Paul Perkins for New York. He had 100 yards rushing
But are you going to take him?
No.
We're not taking the line with him, so you're only taking the backs. And I'm also getting –
Well, you put him by a good line.
But I'm also getting D'Angelo Williams in there too.
But don't forget, you're overlooking Atlanta with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman.
You know what? You're right.
Don't forget, Dallas not only has 1,000-yard rusher, we got a second one. We got a third one.
You're right.
You're thinking about Zeke, Darren McFadden, and Alfred Morris. If you're going deep
going
running
Bell,
backs,
because
Bell's the best player. If you want to go outside quarterback, he is the best player in the NFL. I mean, I love Zeke. I love everybody else in Dallas, but you got to give it to Bell.
So
right
what
now.
Would you take? Would you take Dallas's?
I would take Bell.
You would you would take Pittsburgh. All right, so who's the worst?
Worst running back
is the Lions.
I mean, Theo Reddick didn't even play this week.
Can you even name their running back? It's some white guy.
Zinner?
Zach Zinner. Zinner? Yeah.
Who wasn't bad. And listen, the Green Bay running back is not that much. I mean, Ty Montgomery's done a good job, but he got hurt this week. Don't forget the Texans, you got
Lamar Miller?
Miller was out last week, so I don't know if he's playing this week. So you got Alfred Blue for Houston.
But I'm still going to go with the Lions because they only have one.
Yeah, I'll go with Zach Zinner.
So the Lions.
Yeah. Seattle is another one. The way they run the ball, you can almost go with them.
Yeah. All right, so wide receiver. That one, to me, I think you're going to not be happy with who I would take.
I know who you're going with.
I would take the New York Giants. Because not because I get Odell, but I get Victor Cruz and I get Sterling Shepard. And I think they have a reliable tight end in Will Tye that's going to add a little bit of special to it because he's a good possession tight end and blocks well. So I would go with the New York Giants. I would obviously look towards Pittsburgh with Eli Rogers and, of course, Antonio Brown.
Well, you see, I would go different. I'm going to definitely go different. I mean, there's a lot. This, to me, is the hardest one to pick because you go New England. All right, look at Michael Floyd scored a touchdown yesterday. All right, you got Edelman. Mm-hmm. You don't have Gronk, but you got Bertaeus Bennett. You're
if Gronk's in New England, I would take it.
But you talking about Bennett, too.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about Edelman, Amendola. I mean, the 4 or 5 only white guys in the NFL that play wide receivers
they'll
are
play for
in
New England.
Miami's not bad receivers, but the quarterback situation there.
You know, you could go Oakland, too.
Oakland, Amari Cooper and Crabtree, but tight end Wofford hurts them a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not as good. Kansas City, Tyreek Hill is the best rookie in the NFL right now. Well, besides Zeke. let me slow down. Besides Zeke and Dak.
Yeah.
He's right
besides
there.
Besides the obvious.
And, yeah, the Giants, I see the Giants completely. Shepard and Victor Cruz. The Falcons, don't forget, you got Sanu. I mean, they got Tyler Gabriel, who has stepped up this year. Julio, probably the best receiver. To me,
I like Julio.
Julio's the best receiver.
I like Julio, but I would rather have Cruz and Sterling Shepard over Sanu and Gabriel.
And Seattle's not bad as far as receiving, and you got Jimmy Graham if he's healthy. But, dude, how do you not go with Dallas? Let me tell you, Dez Bryant,
oh my God,
Cole Beasley, Jason Witten. I will take Jason Witten over any other tight end outside of Travis Kelce right now in the NFL. I mean, that's where I would go. I'll go with Dallas wide receivers.
Wow.
I mean, that's me. I'm being a homer, but
that's
you can call me a homer.
But that's fine.
Look at Pittsburgh's wide receivers. Eli Rogers, I'll take Cole Beasley over
him. If Martavis Bryant was playing
I would take Pittsburgh. And here's why I'm not going to New York. Victor Cruz. No offense. Shepard's better. Beckham's better. Mm-hmm. Cruz is not the third option. Cruz isn't as good as Beasley right now.
Yeah,
I don't think he's good as Beasley anymore.
I don't
know
about that.
He's not as good as Terrence Williams. Do you see? I mean, I'm just saying. I think Dallas's wide receivers are more talented than the
Giants. So who's the worst?
Right, who's the worst?
Miami?
I'll go to Houston. Hopkins, that's it. Hopkins
and Fuller?
But Fuller's a rookie.
Yeah, he fell off big time. See, I would go with Miami because
you see,
I like Landry
Parker
a lot.
And Landry has
but
had
Parker
a great season.
Is so inconsistent. I would go with Miami just because Landry's great, but other than that, they don't have much. Plus, they have no tight end.
Cameron's not really doing too good.
So, who would you go with?
For worse?
Yeah.
I was saying Houston. I think Texans, man. I mean, you got Fuller, Braxton and Miller, who they draft, you don't even see.
They don't do any, but they can't even throw. The hard part is they have talent, but they're not productive. Okay, right. So who's the best O-line? Dallas.
I mean, dude, there's no
question. It's not even questions.
Now, I will say a second to Oakland.
Oakland, yes.
And Pittsburgh's line has been good lately. The Giants' line has been good lately.
But it's not even close.
Green Bay passing line is really good.
Yeah.
But it's not even close.
All right, so who's the worst?
The worst line in football?
Seattle Seahawks. I would go with Seattle all day. Dude, they can't protect, they can't run. It's so bad.
Their offense line is horrible.
Okay.
That's the reason they will not go far in the playoffs.
So you go to we're moving to the defensive side. So who has the best D line?
There's no question. New York Giants.
It's the Giants.
I mean, to me, they're the best defensive line in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they have helped produce that New York secondary. To me, that secondary of New York is overrated.
So who's the worst?
The worst defensive line?
I would say the Pittsburgh Steelers because they let people run all over them. They played Miami in the first week, and Jay Ajayi ran for 200-plus yards on them. They just don't have a D-line.
I mean, you could go with Houston. I mean, because, look, Clowney's not played. Watt's not played. Oakland. I mean, I know you got Mac, but besides that.
Well, Mac's a linebacker more than he is.
Yeah, that's true. Vic Beasley's played good, so you can't really say them. Seattle's been playing good defense. Yeah, I'll have to agree with
Maybe
you.
Maybe the Patriots?
I wouldn't go there.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
I'll go Pittsburgh with you. I agree with that. Probably Texans would be the second worst.
Yeah.
And maybe Oakland. And then Dallas, even. I mean,
yeah, you guys our offense line. Your linebackers are good.
But no offense, our defense line has been missing the last couple weeks because of the injuries.
Yeah.
But they'll all be back for the playoffs. But I would include us in probably we're one of the worst defense lines right now.
So if you go to linebacker, now for me, you're probably not going to agree with me, but I'm going to go with Oakland just because I get Bruce Irvin and I get Khalil Mack. And they don't have a great middle linebacker, but if I can get the pressure off of if I'm building a team, which that's what we're building, with the pieces that we can get out of the playoffs, I would take that because I get those two guys.
Linebacker's tough. Pittsburgh's linebacker's been playing really great.
Yep.
New England linebackers, no names have been playing really good.
Kansas City's linebackers. Kansas City, if Derek Johnson was playing, I would probably take Kansas City.
The Giants linebacker has been – Vernon is a defensive lineman, so I don't include him. Green Bay line – Clay
– But you only get Clay Matthews. Yeah. Well, Julius Peppers.
Lions been playing better. Falcons – hey, I got to give credit to the Falcons linebackers who've been playing really well.
Yeah.
But I got to go with Seattle.
Really?
I mean, you got to go with Seattle, man. That Bobby Wagner is a beast. I'm trying to think who else is on it. They have two or three really good
linebackers. Yeah, they are really stout. Okay, so who's got the worst?
The worst?
For linebackers.
Now, also, I want to add, the Cowboys linebackers are really good. Sean Lee has been a monster this
year. Sean Lee is awesome.
You know, Durant's been good. Hitchens has been good.
If I had to go with the worst, I would say either the Lions or...
What about the Dolphins? Kiko Alonso?
Yeah, he hasn't been... I would probably still go with Detroit, though, as got the worst. Just because they're struggling. They just struggle with basic tackling.
Yeah, because we killed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, because they couldn't tackle guys like Cole Beasley and stuff. They don't know how to wrap people up.
I agree with you on that.
So you go with Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who's got the best secondary? I'm still going Legion of Boom.
Even without
Earl Thomas. Because I'm sitting. Oh, you know what? No. I'm
going
to change
that.
Kansas City.
Because you're right. Eric Berry, you're right. Marcus Peters.
Yep.
And listen, let me give credit to the Giants secondary. I absolutely love Landon Collins.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing for the Giants, so I hate that.
Janoris Jenkins.
Janoris Jenkins is a scrub. All right? I'm just telling you. The only reason he gets picks is because of that defensive line. He's like Josh Norman a couple years ago. But I think DRC is better than he is.
So who has the worst?
And don't let me forget, Atlanta Falcons with Trufant and Neal are really good.
Hey, if you're going to draft a corner, just draft guys named Trufant.
Yeah.
And preferably corners that went to Virginia Tech.
Yep.
Like, that's just the way to do it.
Probably the worst.
Packers.
Dude, did you see last night? They lost three cornerbacks again.
I guess what I'm saying, Packers. So I don't even know who's playing for them.
I got to say Packers. Listen, I hate to even put us in this category, but our secondary has been horrible.
Dallas secondary isn't great. But I wasn't going to bring it up.
You got to remember, Morris Claiborne's been out for the last seven games. He was a shutdown corner. Now, if he comes back and he helps, our secondary is better. But I would say the Packers than the Cowboys probably.
All right, so when it comes to the kicking game.
Dan Bailey.
Okay, here's the problem. No, you're right. It's two people. It's either between the Dallas Cowboys with Dan Bailey or the Atlanta Falcons with Matt Bryant. Because he has been awesome this year for them. He hasn't really missed any big kicks. That's it. I think it's between those two. And I would probably
I could go with Kikowski.
I would edge Falcons. Because you get the return game, too. And their return game.
Who's the return game? Returns for them?
It was Gabriel. Gabriel's been doing it this year.
I thought it was Eric Weems.
Weems is good, too. But I'll take
Whitehead over him.
But here's the thing. Honestly, almost want to take Kansas City because then I get Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And Santos isn't that bad of a kicker. He missed a couple.
Well, if you're taking that, then yeah, take Kansas City, call Tyreek Hill.
I'd rather have a more true kicker like Dan Bailey.
I'm gonna go with Dan Bailey.
You're gonna
Dallas.
Go okay. I mean, so you're going Dallas.
That's the best, dude.
And I would say I would go with Atlanta because I like Matt Bryant. So who's got the worst kicking game?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this year, Hoskins been bad, missing extra points, field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle. Pittsburgh, Boswell, not really been in the playoffs. We don't know. I'm going to say Miami with Sturgis.
Oh, that's a good
one. I mean, he's horrible.
I would go with Seattle, though.
Yeah, Hoskins is
especially,
one of the best,
especially because you don't get Tyler Lockett.
Right.
If Tyler Lockett came in that package, they would not be one of the worst.
No.
But Hoskins sucked this year, and now they've got no returner. All right. That's it, man.
That's it.
It was fun.
That was fun.
See? So your team would consist of – I can't read my own handwriting. I really don't even know who you picked. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. So you picked Rodgers with Bell in the backfield, with the Dallas Cowboys receivers, with the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, with the Giants defensive line, the Seattle's linebackers, Kansas City secondary, and Dallas's kicker. There's a lot of Dallas in there.
Yeah.
I've got old Tom Brady with Le'Veon Bell, with the Giants receivers, Dallas's O-line, the Giants D-line, Oakland's linebackers, Kansas City secondary, and kicking for me is Matt Bryant.
You see, but you know, could you imagine Aaron Rodgers behind Dallas's offensive line with the Dallas wide receivers? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying you get Tom Brady with Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, and Sterling Shepard, with Le'Veon Bell coming out of the backfield, standing behind behind the offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys. You let Tom Brady stand back there, he'll have a cup of tea and then throw a touchdown to Odell Beckham.
No, here's one.
No, because Aaron Rodgers is still running out of the pocket because he can't, because he doesn't know how to just stand there.
I would take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady. I just would. The year he's had.
This year, I honestly, I would take Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, without a hurt finger, Atlanta's Matt Ryan, and then Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our teams. All right. You got anything else?
Nah, man. That is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. On our next show, we're doing...
We're going to do NFL review, preview, and we're going to talk about some coaching changes.
Thanks for picking me up. I lost one of my boards. I got too many going on right now. All right. That's it. See you next episode.
All right. And you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.